This is NPR's Ask Me Another, the Tournament of Champions. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Today we invited some of our previous big winners, and we're going to find out who will be the biggest winner. Our next game combines food and books. You're going to mash up writers' names with foods.
For example, if we said the author of The Awakening can't resist a short stack, you would answer Kate Chopin Cakes.
That is a deep dive.
I apologize in advance to everyone.
Yeah. And because this game is impossible, the points are doubled. Lance, stay in the lead, and you are in the final round. Leah, you need to get more points or read my lips. You'll have to eat your words. The secret identity of this Neapolitan novel's author won't be revealed, no matter how many little deep-fried potato cylinders the Orida company bribes her with. Leah.
Elena Ferrante Tater Tots?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. A little known fact about the Southern modernist who wrote The Sound and the Fury, he loved to pound back a box of these colorful, pebble-shaped, tangy candies. Lance.
So the candy's nerds. It's for the author.
Sound and the Fury.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
All right, Leah, do you know the answer?
James Faulknerds?
No, it's not James Faulknerds. I can't give it to you. It's William Faulknerds.
I had a cocktail at a bar in Brooklyn called the Faulkner Grony. I know, it had grown in the thing,
in
so that was
name,
good.
Yeah.
This slouching toward Bethlehem and the Year of Magical Thinking author always shells out the extra $4 to upgrade from French fries to these deep-fried circular appetizers. Leah.
Joan Diddy Onion Rings?
Yeah, that's right.
The Frito-Lay Company is honoring the Nigerian author of Americana and We Should All Be Feminists with a limited edition run of this crunchy, bright orange snack available in jalapeno, flamin' hot, and original crunchy.
Leah is holding her head. Lance is just shaking his head at me in disgust.
What we're looking for is Chimamanda Ngozi Adichietos.
All right. This is exciting.
This is very exciting. This is your last clue. Wondering how this To Kill a Mockingbird author kept it tight well into her 80s?
Oh my God!
Finally, a question elicits the response that we were hoping.
The answer, she subsisted solely on microwavable, low-calorie frozen dinners. Leah.
I'm like embarrassed to say this.
How do you think I feel, Leah?
Harper Lean Cuisine?
Harper Lean Cuisine.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. That was a really hard game. You guys are amazing. Big round of applause for our contestants. And congratulations. Leah is going to our final round.